The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A proclamation from the Holy Writing according to the Gospel of St. John. May this, the word of the Lord, always be in our mind, on our lips, and in our hearts. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him, because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was quite near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this just to test Philip, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "Master, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough to reach them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to Jesus, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. What good is that for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks and distributed them to them and those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to the disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves, and they had more than enough they could eat. When the people saw the sign and all that Jesus did, they said, "This is truly a prophet, one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and try to make him a king, he withdrew again up the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Heart and prayer, and let us invite the Holy Spirit to guide and inspire us as we reflect together. May I ask you a question? What do you hunger for? Think about that for a moment. There's a story told of George and Ray who die and go to heaven. As they walk through the magnificence and the beauty of heaven, they're impressed with how wonderful and beautiful everything is, how perfect, how so fulfilling to see all this. They're commenting how wonderful and blessed they are to be in heaven. Finally, George says to Ray, "To think we could have had this 10 years earlier if we didn't eat all this oatmeal and bran flakes." What do you hunger for? I think this story of the multiplication of loaves and fishes is extremely important on our journey of living. Because I think the message that the particular story has, it's not that Jesus performed a miracle, which he did. It wasn't a miracle of curing somebody, of giving somebody sight, or healing a cripple, or giving somebody back their hearing. Rather, it's simply a miracle of nourishment. I think what it says to us, no matter how hopeless our situations can be, God is there taking care of us. As he said to Andrew, and Andrew said, this boy who perhaps is the hero of the whole story, had the fish and the loaves of barley, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. What will this do for such a large crowd? Seems to be impossible. When we're in those impossible situations, God is there giving us hope, always telling us there's nothing that's hopeless. If we come to the Lord with our needs, our desires, and our concerns, if we overcome our pride and go to the Lord with all that we need to have done, realize that with God it's not hopeless, but hope-filled. What do you hunger for? What do you need in life? Are you willing to let the Lord take care of your nourishment? Let us profess that we live. I believe in one God. Let us pray.
For the church, that we may be generous in sharing the abundance of God's wisdom and hope for those who hunger and thirst for life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our prayer. For war-torn areas, that the lives and the countries that have been broken may be rebuilt upon reconciliation, understanding, and peace, pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who bring food to our table each day, that God will bless them with an abundance of blessings, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the grace to rely upon God's providence, that we may turn to God in every need and trust God to lead us to fulfillment, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, that they may find comfort in the peace of Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the recently deceased, especially those who perished at the movie theater in Colorado, and the intention of this Mass, Pauline Bacchia, that those who have died, may they enter into the banquet of life promised at baptism, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For these and the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts,